Recent name-calling over the administration's policy in Iraq got Brian Unger wondering how childish the debate might get. Here's Brian with an uncharacteristically serious Unger report.
The first salvo erupted last week in New Hampshire when the freshly unindicted Karl Rove, speaking to a group of Republicans, charged war veterans John Kerry and John Murtha with advocating a policy of cutting and running in Iraq. The cut-and-run charge also the thrust of a confidential strategy memo submitted to House Republicans by Majority Leader John Boehner. It calls upon the ranks to label anti-war Democrats as sheepish, weak, and prone to waver endlessly. This a prelude to a debate on Iraq that in the end seemed to turn on themes of patriotism, not policy. Another frequent slogan, a rallying cry from Republicans as well as the president, stay the course. But then the war cries on the House floor turned to something meaner of the stick-in-your-eye, swift-boating variety. Texas Republican Lewis Gohmert thanked veteran John Murtha for his military service, capping his tribute with this bitch slap, quote, "But thank God he was not here and prevailed after the bloodbaths at Normandy and in the Pacific, or we would be here speaking Japanese or German. Thank you." Murtha, whose 37-year career in the Marine Corps led him to Washington as the first Vietnam combat veteran elected to Congress, was not amused. I asked John Murtha what he thought of that kind of talk, and he said, quote, "Oh, I get mad." The congressman, both barrels blazing, aimed his Pennsylvania no-nonsense sights at Karl Rove, quote, "He sits in an air-conditioned office on his fat backside. He doesn't know anything," a charge Murtha reiterated on a Sunday morning talk show. So 3 years in, 2,500 lives later, more than 18,000 wounded, our statesman's prose akin to a schoolyard fistfight after a disputed call in a game of foursquare. Instead of two boys tussling, it's our distinguished representatives labeling each other commitment phobes, traitors, quitters, cowards, cutters, and runners with coddled, air-conditioned, pampered, porcine backsides. And your mother's ugly, too. Perhaps this is the quality of debate from politicians who are prosecuting a war but have no children in the fight. The closest the majority of Americans will ever come to combat is being held at gunpoint by the oil industry. But soldiers on the ground certainly deserve a better debate. That's like asking those two brawling school kids to stop pounding each other with their fists and start a poetry slam. In that case, as the debate moves to the Senate, the Unger Report recommends we at least up the level of name-calling. Let's really take the gloves off. All politicians use hairspray, so attack with "nice hair helmet, Senator." This is a twist on the girly man insult first leveled by the gubernator. But generally, go with "Senator, you're a wuss, a sissy, or dork if you really want it to stick." Then there are a few nuclear options, like "you're such a douchebag, Senator," or "I yield to the Senator from Moronville." Don't forget to call each other a and a big fat you ing wad. And you're a poopy head to boot. For more on these and other words that wound, ask your children. This, the dominating U.S. strategy on Iraq. We're fighting here while they fight over there. And after two lackluster days of name-calling, not policy debate, it's not the democracy in Iraq we should be worried about. And that is today's Unger Report. I'm Brian Unger.
The Unger Report, just one of many NPR features now available as a podcast. Go to the website, npr.org. That's where you'll find it.